It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill, and Frosty's here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and how can we not be fantastic after these last couple of summer-like days?
I know. I guess we have to be thankful for what we've got, right?
Yeah.
And not for what we're getting, but for what we've got.
But Saturday's making some changes with you, right? So it causing you to have some changes?
Yes. Yep. We were going to have our big summer kickoff party on Saturday featuring Dakota Dion with some music and some vittles from our neighbors next door in Town Hill, the Traveling Lobster. However, due to the rain, we decided that that doesn't really equate to a summer kickoff party, so we're going to move it to next Saturday.
Okay.
From 11 to 2.
Good.
Yep.
Oh,
11 to 2 next Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I had a question. I always do a bunch of tomato plants in buckets, and early on when I started doing these, I was told about pinching. And some years, I don't pinch enough, and they get so... I mean, it amazes me how quick tomato plants grow and just fill out.
Yeah.
But then one year, maybe a couple of years, I overpinched. And you look at them, they look like skeletons. So is there a happy medium, like any other tips you can share for pinching your plants?
Well, it depends. Tomatoes in particular, there's a lot of what they call patio varieties, and those ones are kind of bred to be a little bit shorter and tighter, like if you're a container growing on your deck or something like that. But then a lot of the varieties like Sun Golds.
We have Sun Golds, yes.
Yep, you could pinch those a little bit. And if you're growing them from seed, you definitely want to wait till they've got at least two good, healthy leaf sets going before you pinch them. You don't want to do it too early.
Right.
But after you do it, like with the Sun Golds, maybe once or twice, I wouldn't keep doing it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's what it is. Throughout the season,
yeah.
I continue to pinch. I'll see these branches, and yeah, I think last year they kind of looked pathetic, and I thought, I think I overdid it.
It becomes abuse, Paul.
Come on. I know, right. If you're going to grow plants, be nice.
Yeah.
But Sun Golds in particular is a cherry tomato, and it, you know, they're meant to get pretty vibrant and big and really be heavy producers. So you really don't want to squash that too much.
Oh, nice. All right.
That was a good pun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then I will lay off on the pinching. You know, one other thing I enjoy about being in the garden, I love the smell. I love the smell of the tomato plant when it's on your hands.
So
I
that's why you're over pinching.
Probably.
Yeah. You're a little bit of an obsession there.
I think we need to get together and talk about some therapy here, Frosty.
I think maybe.
So.
Yep. Just leave them alone.
Yeah.
All right. So any other highlights? I know you're going to be moving your big celebration to next Saturday. What else is happening at Frost Farms?
Oh, my gosh. So much. We have so much. We are just at the bursting with plant material right now. We've got so many great things. Everything's coming into color. It's just really an exciting time right now as things really take off and start to bloom. And
yeah.
So, yeah. Yep.
All right. And even with the rain coming Saturday, it's going to be a warmer day. And in surrounding that, we have a lot of great weather on the way after that. So,
I mean, we will say that the rain coming every 3 to 4 days is actually really great for all our plants.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
They get a good dose of water and then some sun. So that is good. But
just not on Saturday all the time.
Yeah. I mean, make it on a Monday.
Right. All right. And that's the Frost Report this morning, brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.